8FU. Asiago cheese bagel from Einstein's.
Cream cheese or no cream cheese?
Nope. Just warmed up a little so it's soft and warm and just the bagel. It's no Big Apple, but they're pretty good.
It sounds better than my Red Bull I'm having for breakfast.
Red Bull? I think you meant Red Bull.
It's one of those mornings. Just could not get out of bed. Woke up at like 4:22. I'm sure you can hear my voice. A little congestion. I was working in the yard all weekend, so I'm sure I've got plenty of dust in my lungs and sinuses.
I'll just take a peek at the sun. You want to see how much of that smoke is up there in the air. Oh, man. The orange ball in the sky. Anywho, another week. It's the first Monday of the month, so I showered and changed my underwear.
Proud of you. I didn't know you were on that rotation.
Too much information. And I was already out on my balcony, and I can smell the smoke. It's all the people smoking in your complex. But yeah, it looks pretty hazy this morning. And yeah, Dakota, we just, you know, we're on this hygiene kick, so first Monday of the month, you know, fresh underwear and clean socks and take a shower. Nothing like, you know, tip-top hygiene.
All my clothes are dirty, so I'm wearing whatever I could find this morning. I'm assuming they're clean. They were in the closet and folded. Donald, I'll get you your text message, I promise. I know you texted me. I glanced at it. I was on a tractor. And then it's kind of just been sitting in my message list since. So when I get to work, I'll check it out.
Helps if I turn off the scan feature. It's not that important. I just gave you an update on the computer, the laptop. I ordered it. That's about it. And I lost my train of thought. It'll come back to me. I got coffee in me, so it should pop back. Yep, happy Monday, everybody.
Yes, sir. Well, I guess I'm going up to 59 today. I never know. I get to a 16-mile road, and I'm either ripping 16 to gross spec, or I'm running all the way up to 59. It's always a coin toss. Today I decided to go up to 59. Anywho, I got to get some coffee as well. Oh, Dakota, I watched Happy Gilmore too. I laughed like half a dozen times. I mean, and I don't usually laugh. And I I'll chuckle or I'll just kind of smile or something like that, but there were a couple of times I'd say three or four times I just laughed.
Good, I'm glad you liked it. I need to go back through and rewatch it with a different mindset. I kind of went into it. I kind of hinted to you when I told you you should watch it that I was already going to be disappointed because of what Super Troopers 2 did to me. I don't know. I didn't go into it with the right mindset, so I need to watch it again because a lot of people, like you just said, they said it was hilarious, and I think I just need to go take it for what it's worth.
I've been thinking about checking it out from the reviews, but I still got to see Final Countdown first. It was a movie that Dakota was talked about at breakfast on Saturday morning, so... And, Sean, did we know what time Cozy Cabin got their power back on Saturday, or your place, matter of fact, because it was all connected when the power came back on?
Yeah, it was not long before we left, but it was before we left. My wife called and told me the power was back on. I said, okay, well, I'll be there. I'll be there in a bit. So I don't think we were there much longer. And so about the whole time we were there. Anywho, yeah, as far as the final countdown, who was that? That was Phil and I. We're going on about that great movie. Absolutely, you got that one. You got to see just because it's a classic, and you know, not in the same league as Happy Gilmore 2. Not in that same. You got to see it league. You know, so Dakota, I went into it not liking Adam Sandler or Adam Sandler movies, knowing exactly what it would be. I you know, I saw the first one. I know he's not real deep. I figured it's going to be just more of the same, and it was. It was, and I think because my expectations were so low, you know, being Adam Sandler remake of Happy Gilmore, I just figured it's just going to be stupid comedy, right? And yet, there was several times where I really, really, it really made me laugh. You know, just at its stupidity. It still annoyed the hell out of me, and it's still not a good movie, but it made me laugh. And I think, isn't that what they're going for? I think that was the whole purpose of that movie, was to just pay homage to the original Happy Gilmore, pulling as many celebrity cameos and crack as many stupid jokes as they can and get on with it. So I would say they succeeded.
But of golf movies, Happy Gilmore or Caddyshack? Because I remember Caddyshack too, and I didn't laugh as much as I did in the original Caddyshack.
You know, I think I saw Caddyshack 2. It had that, who is that guy? I can picture him. Oh my God, it's right on the tip of my tongue. The guy that played the main role. But you're never going to beat the first one. Very dated at this point, but still classic. Like the jerk I was talking about. But what was the other one I had mentioned? But Dakota, we when I said see the jerk, that was before I told you about the other one. The other one is you have to see it. If you don't see the jerk, I won't be upset. But I can't remember. What was the other one? Damn, I can't remember.
I don't remember the title, but it was the one that was the Shenanigans restaurant.
Oh, right, Waiting, yeah. And, well, that's a stupid movie, too, but, and neither one of them's going to be, rave reviews, but Waiting is, I think you'll like Waiting.
Okay, I'll jump in here. Me, I'm not big on movies. I mean, you would take a really serious movie like the one that we discussed Saturday, Final Countdown, for me to get me intrigued into it, whether it's a mysterious movie or a sci-fi movie or comedy or anything like that. I just don't do movies anymore. I do a lot of documentaries. It's regular going to see the movies. Even I got a movie theater right across the street from me here. I just don't do movies anymore.
Well, I'll get back into the right rotation. Seems like I broke it last time. Anyhow, yeah, no, I have the same. You know, I gotta. You know, I'm always looking for a good movie, and there's so few and far between ones that I just go, man, that was good. I enjoyed that. But I try to find something, and yep, I'm just right now. I was looking around for something to watch last night. I try to set aside an hour sometime between 9 and 11 to get, like, an hour's worth of TV in, you know. But I'm not really watching anything. So last night I was kind of digging around for something. I found this guy comedy, I guess it is, comedy drama by Netflix original about... Inuk Eskimos village about this girl, and I don't know. It's kind of interesting. it's not great, but we'll see. About four episodes in, I power watched about 2 hours worth. Crazy. Dakota?
I need to work on staying out of bed until 10:30, because I'm usually in bed by 9, sometimes 8, and then I pass out, and I don't do anything. So I need to make more time to unwind and watch TV, play video games or something, because I hear you guys talking, and it's like, man, they get up the same time as I do, and they're fine. I don't think I need that much sleep. And Donald, I just read your text message. Good choice. Like I said, we could always upgrade to 11 if you want. I don't have a moto yet to confirm nor deny that it'll work, but whenever I do get a moto, it'll be tested on Windows 11, so there you go.
Well, I talk to a lot of people that, work with Motorola radios, Sean included. We talked about it a little bit on Saturday. And, thank you for your input. Sean, you're listening, obviously. I thank you for your input. Guys in racing and have been doing my radio since 92. I consulted with them. So I had a lot of input on which way to go with this, and I think I made a good choice as well. So, like I said, I won't get it until a week from tomorrow. I guess it's being assembled as we speak. It's already paid for. I already paid the bill on that this morning, so that's done and over with. Paid all my bills this morning. Got my month all set up now, and that was my work. And as far as winding down at night, I try to go to bed at 9, and I... hang on a second, I'm gonna sneeze. When I go to bed at 9, I put the headphones on, and I'll just listen to music. I'll put on a series of people last night I was listening to Stevie Nicks for about an hour and a half before I finally was getting too tired and took the headphones off, rolled over, and went to bed. But, I don't, like Sean knows, I don't have a TV, and everything I watch is live stream, and there wasn't really anything on to watch live stream. So, yeah, Stevie Nicks, nighty night.
I have not found a set of headphones I'm comfortable with in bed. So I could do that. That wouldn't be a bad way to go. And, for me it's 11. That's the magic number. So then I get up at 6. And I know I can snooze the alarm. If I really, really want to push it, I can snooze to about twice, to about 6:20. Like I did today, and that puts me out on the road. If nothing goes awry, that puts me out on the road just enough time to get to work with a coffee stop. So that's only 7 hours every night, assuming I get right to sleep, which I do. My head hits the pillow, I'm asleep. So. But sometimes I stay up a little later, and it's less than 7. And sometimes I hit it before that. Not usually before 10. But it took me a long time to get in that kind of a schedule. I was always, midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., get my ass up at 7. That was always my MO, and chronically late. But now I get up pretty much without an alarm clock, it's 11 is my bewitching hour. But that's only 7 hours. I found that's about what I need. I've done 8, makes no difference. I don't know, long term maybe it makes a difference, but hey, whatever. Yeah, I would stay up later. I mean, I can run off 4 or 5 hours, and I honestly feel better than when I get 8. But my wife goes to bed at like 9:30, 10 at the latest. So then it's like if I'm up dinking around at my desk, doing whatever, I feel bad because she's trying to sleep. I got lights on and I'm keyboards clicking or whatever. You know what I mean? Or I'm talking to buddies. So maybe that'll change once I finish my basement and move my office down there. I don't know. I don't need as much sleep as I'm getting. I think that's why I'm tired in the mornings. But I have not used an alarm clock in 3 years. Yeah, over three years. So, I mean, it's working. I'm up at 5:30, and then that's it. I'm ready to go. So, and that's, my son's the same way. It doesn't matter if we go to bed at 2 in the morning. We're up at 5.
Well, I'm a member of the 5 a.m. club as well. No matter what time I go to bed or I try to get more sleep, sometimes I go to bed at 8, whatever the case may be, I'm usually up around 2 o'clock, mainly because something's going on outside. There's emergency vehicles flying up and down DeQuinder with sirens going, or this hospital next door to me has a lot of helicopter traffic and coming in, and sometimes these guys with their jet copters make a lot of noise. Even with the windows closed any time of the year, they'll wake me up in the middle of the night. It's like, guys, come on. You know, do you really just have to hover over my building before you land? You know, because they'll hover for a few minutes, and then they'll make a wide turn and plop down, and sometimes you're there, pick up and go, and sometimes you're there for quite a few hours before they pick up and go. So it just depends on how much time they're on the ground, and the whirly bird stops, the whirly bird restarts, especially those jet copters. They just, you think they can pick up and go, but no, you can just hear those engines just roaring. And it's like, okay, will you just, like, take off, please, so I can go back to sleep? You know, but it is what it is.
You need to get earplugs, man. Although, I don't know how that works either. Can't have, like I was saying, no headphones, and I can't have anything in my ears. Drive me nuts trying to sleep. Plus, I like to hear things. My wife likes to drown everything out. She always wants, like, a fan running or something to make noise. And I like it, but I also like to hear things. You know, I like the window open and hear the outdoor noises, the boxes screeching, and all the other weird stuff. I don't know. But I don't think I'd like jet engines. I don't think that would be in the list of noises that you'd find in one of those bedside noisemakers. Jet helicopters. Continuous. I don't know. What do you think, Dakota? Would that be good for lulling you to sleep? W8FU.
That ain't DBS. No, I'm good. I don't want to hear turbines when I'm laying in bed. I like hearing nothing. The most I'll hear is some redneck. Oh, a goose got mangled in my parking lot. Is some redneck burning down 53 with a diesel, and that's about it. And that's usually by the time I hear that, it's late at night, and I'm already sleeping. So, but Sean, I do have a mission for you. So I'm going to order those in-ears you recommended. But I need a cable with a microphone that doesn't suck. Is that a thing?
So you're looking to replace the cable that comes with those with a cable that has a mic?
Correct.
Okay, I've never shopped those, but based on that, I would reach out to Dino. He might know, although he's mostly, audio. I don't think he uses his for gaming. He might. I would reach out to Dino. But that company that I sent you a link to a replacement cable for, I'm pretty happy with them. So if they had one, like, in fact, I think they did. I think if you go to that link to that cable, I think you could have got it with or without mic. So if that's the case, I'd recommend them because I'm pretty pleased with the cable I got from them. I didn't mean to jump in out of line. I just figured we'd get this thought complete before moving you back into the rotation.
Oh, no problem. I fully understand. In racing, we have specially designed earplugs that you can get if you don't wear a headset or earpieces or those inserts that go into surveillance style acoustic tube earpieces to help drown out some of the noise. But for me to wear earplugs, even if they're simple with disposable foamies, that just drives me up a wall. I've tried to use white noise machines and things like that over the years, but but I guess the thing with the jet copters and the noise is it's not consistent, and it's just, like I say, out of the blue, whether it's 1 o'clock in the morning, something's going on up and down DeQuinder at a high rate of speed, a lot of sirens, or at night when these copters do come in, it's not every night. It's just like, I mean, I can remember you go like 2 weeks without anything, and then all of a sudden two or three of them show up at, you know, back to back to back, and it's like, oh, boy, organ donation time, and they're lining up. So anyhow, no problem. I have no problem with you jumping in like that. Sean, go back, or you can pass it over to Dakota.
Well, we'll fix the rotation. I'll jump in. Dakota?
I'm trying to find, I got your link, I'm checking on Amazon to see if I can find one with the mic. I ended up returning the streaming boom mic I had because it just took up too much space on my desk. So I'm like, all right, well, if I could just have in-ears that go to my little amp and I got a decent enough mic, I'll be happy.
Most of the people I know that work in racing now have in-ears custom molded and made that fit underneath their helmets on pit lane and talk amongst themselves through intercom and radio communications now. But they swear by them. I don't use them. I either have a full headset on, or I've got like up in race control, I just use a single acoustic earpiece, kind of like what Secret Service agents wear, that curly Q tube thing. That works for me, but even when I'm out walking the track and I'm not on radio, I still got to put plugs in my ear of some kind, be it disposables or something that just helps, because I don't understand it how people come to these tracks to races and 90% of the kids don't even have anything in their ears or over their ears for headphones. And I used to keep in one of my these big cargo pants that I wear, pockets full of disposal, and I walk up to a parent and say to them, please put these in your kids' ears. Why do you think we wear what we wear, you know? And it's one of those pet peeves I have. And I don't mean to go off tangent, but, yeah, it just irks me when parents don't consider it. You see it more now, but I remember 10 years ago, kids were out there with nothing.
They asked me at the Starbucks window.
And I am at the office, so I'm going to clear out of here, gentlemen. Good talking to y'all this morning, and I'll probably catch you tomorrow morning. Sean, enjoy your coffee. Donald, keep me updated on my computer. NADBF.
Yep, I'll keep you updated. I should have it, like I said, around the 11th or 12th. It's being shipped postal service, not any, carrier like FedEx, UPS, or DHL. So I haven't even got a tracking number yet, but first time I've had to pay for stuff ahead of it before even I get something. That's kind of funny because I just ordered new antennas for my radios, my HTs for Motorola, and I got them before I even had to pay for them. So, yep, it is what it is. All right, you sir, have a great day at the office. Don't work too hard. Stay out of the smoke, and I think Sean might have his coffee by now.
Okie dokie, coffee in hand, final drive mapped out.
Where's the Starbucks on M59 in relationship to your office?
I don't know if you know where Heidenreich Road is. Anyhow, it's I can see Barrymore's from here. And you turn onto Elizabeth right past Barrymore's, and then, I'm half a mile from work, so I can almost see my shop from here, a couple miles.
Oh, yeah, I know where Heidenreich is, and Barrymores and the cut down Elizabeth to your office. I kind of know that. M59 changes every time I go on it, you know, either because of road construction or new strip malls coming in or swap outs of malls or these strip malls that, you know, start off and then they disappear. And a lot of these places over the years on M59 has changed. I mean, you go down a certain road. I remember going down a certain road in St. Clair Shores for the first time in several years. This was just a couple years ago. And it's like, wow, so much has changed. Am I in the right city or what? So I just couldn't place where one was at since the last time I was out there. I know near Dakota's office, there's that, I think it's one of those friendly car dealerships. Right there is an old, I don't want to use the word abandoned, but there's an old cemetery that's still there. And I went looking for it one time, and I just couldn't even find it because of all the construction and new things and businesses.
Yep, a lot of stuff going on. But down here in this end, it's not quite as bad as, you know, you start to get over toward Garfield and beyond. But a little farther than I thought. I'm by there's a Tim Hortons here. Range USA. Here's the car dealership. There's Barrymore's. Okay. So a little further than I thought from where I was at. Still a few miles. And we're right, I mean, we're like right behind Barrymore's, but the river is there, so there's no getting there from here without going past. You got to get to the other side of the river. But I used to, for a short time in the early 80s, maybe a year, I was doing pinball and arcade game repair. And boy, it looked like it was going to be lucrative. Boy, did that burn out fast. But Barrymore's was one of my accounts. And on more than one occasion, I was in there after closing, drinking beer, playing games, and BSing with the guy that owned it. He was pretty cool. Before it became what it is now, it was basically just an arcade.
Oh yeah, Garfield by the college there. I used to bowl before I screwed up my hand. We were talking, I think, on Discord last night about talking to Dino about hand injuries and stuff like that. It ruined my lucrative bowling career, but I used to bowl out there at Imperial Lanes. And then Big Boys right around the corner there. And how, like I said, M59 just changed so much. Well, I mean, because I remember before even the boulevard was put in, it was just like a major four-lane highway, showing my age. But, so that's why I say if I go down there again, which I haven't been on M59 in quite a while, I'd probably go like, oh, what happened to this? Where'd that go? I mean, everybody knows about Lakeside closing, but I'm just talking about, like I say, from basically Van Dyke over towards, you know, Selfridge, M59, going past 94 there. I know there's a lot of new buildings out there. I think there's a Cabela's or whatever it is out there, just off the Hall Road on the north side. Before you get to Selfridge, there's some big, what is it? Can't think of it. It's not a Lowe's or a Home Depot, but it's one of those big box warehouse stores of some kind. W8RCY.
Okay, well, I just pulled up and parked, so I'm going to get inside and get my day going. We'll catch you on the ride home, I guess. And, I was going to say stay cool, but I think it's going to be cool today. I don't know. What's it going to be? I'll find out when I get in the shop. We'll catch you later. W8FU after yours.
high in the low 80s, wind out of the north. I got the windows open right now, and I can smell, I mean, I was out on the balcony when we started this conversation about a half hour, 40 minutes ago. I can just smell the smoke a little bit. I'll keep the windows open until it permeates the apartment, and then I'll just close it up. Don't think I'll run the air, though. I think it'll stay pretty cool in here if I close the blinds. So, all right, have a good day at work, and we'll catch you on the way home. If not, I'll be at least listening or something. WERCY, have a great day.
AJ Pierre.
WDAKLL, KFA, DRC.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Oh, very good. How about you?
Oh, can't complain. Can't complain at all. I got my coffee, my breakfast in. We're all good. How about you, Jet?
I had to go to the doctor and came back. Eye doctor and came back.
Well, you must have found your way back.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got? Chug up on your glasses there? Or?
I had to check the other eye.
Roger. Okay. Yeah, those sweet treats you brought, man, I hit those hard last night. I see Jennifer got up this morning and put them all in the freezer.
Before you eat the whole thing.
That's right. That's probably why she did it.
Yeah, that's no problem. Well, what are you going to do? You got to do that sometime. Can't be sitting in the refrigerator without putting them in the freezer. That way, a bit at a time, munch on them.
Yeah, were you listening to the other side at all this morning? Were you out there listening on the other side, Jack? Might have lost you there, KF8DRC.
Still there?
You still there, Jack? WDAKLO.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still here. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, no problem.
Okay, I got you that time. I didn't hear you before, if you were coming back. I said, were you on the other side at all this morning?
No, I had turned it on and turned it back off. There were no, I've been on a rodeo or something like that. I never been on a rodeo. I don't even know what the rodeo looked like.
Oh, are you talking about on GM?
Let me call you back in a few minutes because I'm on my destination. KF8DRC.
Okay, Jack. WD8KLO clear.
You stuck what in your where?
Yeah, and it was bad.
Okay, just making sure.
How goes it?
Another day of fun in paradise.
I like paradise. So, as a matter of fact, we're heading up your way. Do you have any radio in the Higgins Lake area? Do you have any coverage up there, or is that too far? We're going there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and leaving Sunday.
Trying to think what... You might be between the two... You're not probably... You're, like, right between the coverage of Pinconning and... Hackleberg, so nice on DMR side.
Okay, I will give it a try. So, and we're going up there, rented one of the B&B cabin things, and looks exciting. I haven't been up there since I was in my 20s, so I can't wait. Meet the grandkids up there, so I think we're going to have a good time. Going to bring the jet ski, too.
Mm-hmm.
and look at you go.
Oh, I'm too old. I don't go fast anymore. I go slow. It hurts when you fall off. Thank you.
Well, I think it hurts a lot of things at times, even if you're not falling off.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Well, very good.
All right. Other than that, anything else happening? It's been kind of quiet. We're getting geared for the Woodward cruise. I was listening to those guys chat a little bit. I was trying to see if they had their remote repeater up. I was trying to get the code book set up right for their DMR radios. So I've got the master sheet. I set it all up yet. I'm able to get in the 63 ARPSCs 1 and 2, but I'm not able to hit the remote repeater yet, so I'm assuming it's not up.
I have no idea about that. The People's Republic of Oakland County does its own little thing.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. Dave got us wrapped up in this, which is fine. We help them, they help us. We're like a snitch. Private snitches, I guess.
Wow, private snitches. Aww.
Now, see that brace? Come on up. Cause some trouble. You'll get reported on by an ARPSG guy.
What is it? 16th? Okay, so that's the 16th. Unfortunately, I have other things to do.
I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. You know, hopefully we get a little bit closer to the action. You don't have to park 14 miles away and walk all that distance. So hopefully there'll be a few perks to it. So we're kind of excited. Can't wait, actually.
So the weekend after that, I got Bike MS. So I'm probably going to get stuff ready the weekend prior. And then the weekend after that, I have family coming to stay with us for a week. So, yeah. This weekend, I don't know yet. I think this weekend might be my only kind of free-ish weekend. And I'm kind of thinking of going up north.
What's your definition of up north? For me, my definition of up north is Higgins Lake. What's yours?
Petoskey, Lansing, Mackinac. So the northern lower tip. That's up north for me.
Yeah, and I saw on Facebook that they're closing the Zilwaukee Bridge today. So I'm going to have to find an alternative route, I believe.
I probably should tell my parents that. They're northbound now. Where are they? They're having Culver's in Bertrand, it looks like. They haven't made it that far yet. I'm curious what they're doing for this. It's probably, 675? Use a 675 loop to go around it?
That's way out of my scope. You'll have to figure that one out for them. So, I just know I saw an article that said it was getting closed today. Northbound. That's what they said. I remember that. They did say northbound.
No, you're right. I remember seeing the same thing. And yeah, you go take 675. So, okay. I remember seeing the same thing earlier.
Okay, then I'll look at the map and figure out the 675 right way around. So, other than that, not too much. All's been good. Took my doggy to the vet. I think you heard that story. Boy, was that expensive.
Oh, yeah, I heard. Oh, Rush is calling me. Oh, I guess I'll respond.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to eat my french fries and drink my soda pop. So, you have a good one, sir. We shall chat soon. WABD.
WNFSM.
WD8KLL in the mobile.
Hey, Wally.
Go ahead.
Hey, wasn't there something my radio, you couldn't program it or wouldn't, or was it just that something you couldn't do to it or something? Because these other radios are from the exact same batch.
It depends on, you're talking DMR. If it's over 210, then it has to use CPS 2.0 firmware.
No, you found a way to do something with a... Was it FTP or something? You couldn't do it to mine because it was a newer version or something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In order to do that, you have to put the LA firmware in it, Latin America firmware in it, and then it'll give you FTP. But if it goes over a certain number, you can't go backwards.
Okay, yeah, because all these are going to be the same. So, but that's nothing to do with what we're doing, right?
No, that will work just fine because we're not going to do anything with FTP. So we just take that and probably have to write it with 2.0, which is really isn't anything wrong with 2.0 programming software other than it's freaking slow.
Well, the thing I don't like about that is I have entitlement keys for my 1.9, so that's going to put me in a pickle. I'm going to have to go figure out how to get my entitlement keys back for all these different users, because ultimately we have to be able to do it here.
Yeah, we can discuss that in person. But if the radio... We're talking two different things, too, just so you know. If the radio firmware is over 209, it's still good. Once it goes higher, once it goes to 2.10, okay, then things are different. Then you can't use the professional radio guys really like using the older software, the programming software, 1.8 or whatever it is, 1.6. They like using that, but if the radio itself goes over 210 or higher, you can't use that anymore, and yes, then you have problems with the entitlement keys.
That's what us old guys use.
All right, then we'll discuss it. Like I said, I don't want to... I want to jack that up. Well, whatever. We'll figure it out. Was there a break in there? I couldn't understand if there was.
There was. Go ahead.
No, it's just W8RCY commenting about 2.09 and 2.10 software and firmware, and my radios are 1.6, and that's part of the reason why I'm staying where I'm at. That's all. Continue on, gentlemen. Sorry to interrupt. W8RCY.
As long as we can read them, Sean, see what's there. We'll chat later when we get one of them in our hand.
WADD.
All right. I just was debating on whether to send mine, because mine is from the same, you know, the batch. It's our cache. And I just didn't know if I was going to send mine along. And then that's when it occurred to me, you've had mine before. You couldn't do something. But I think that was that FTP thing. So, all right, never mind. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, it was FTP, and I think it was because yours was over 210. And once you go there, you can come back.
Okay. WADD.
WADD.
Didn't quite get it.
Call sign is Whiskey Delta 8 Kilo Lima. WD8KLL Greg here in Curtin.
Hello, Greg. This is Phil. Papa Henry into Lima. Just heading home after work.
Yeah, right. That's Phil. I believe we spoke before. It's been a little while, but yeah, good for you. I'm retired, but I'm just on my way back from the old local farmer's market.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Which one did you go to?
Well, it's actually just a local produce place here in Flint. It's called Rich's Greenhouse. They got a little bit of everything in there.
Okay, sounds good. So lately, somebody in our neighborhood's been having a little produce market right at their house. I don't know where they're getting it or where they're growing it. I think that we have some community gardens, and I think they're growing them there. So they're really locally grown.
Roger that. Yeah, there's not as many as there are up here, that's for sure. We've got a couple of farmers markets. We've got the Flint one, and then there's one in Davidson that all the local farmers go to and rent spaces and all that. But this place is open just in the spring, you know, through the summer, and then it closes down. Just a local guy. But this time of year, man, it's the time to hit them for sure.
Okay, so you're up in the Flint area then, coming through that machine?
Yeah, Roger. I'm actually located in Grand Blanc right now and operating off the Holly repeater, the 350 machine.
Okay, well, I'm doing really well. So, yeah, I'm on the Warren machine, and I'm about to switch to the West Bloomfield machine, which is the one I run, so just got to go about another mile, and I'll switch over.
Yeah, that's right. I remember talking to you and saying you own that West Bloomfield repeater. Very good, Phil. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you. We'll talk again sometime. WD8KLO, I'll be mobile and monitoring.
Okay, great, very good. Be safe. Don't breathe the air too much, and it's really easy here. Canadians would keep their wildfire smoke to themselves. It's tough to charge them a tariff for it. Catch you later, AVP here.
and at HLY, and HLY, and ATSB.
Tropospheric ducting. We have Canadian smoke, which is a similar effect. The signal is trapped between the smoke particles.
Well, that makes it better.
That's what I'm proposing. Area, particularly if it's, you know, a lot of open grass, you can almost even see the haze just floating in the air. And we're not even in the direct hit of a plume. Pretty good. Got a few things done, and so not too bad. We got some major stuff going on the end of the week that we have all our ducks in a row, which I believe we do. Shouldn't be any major fireworks for us. So we're doing a little testing to test all our systems and make sure all our fail safes and everything are in place. That's kind of this week. So other than that, pretty uneventful. I don't know if I told you or not. On the non-work front, I was battling with some smart bulbs around my house. That was this weekend's project, getting rid of those deck garbage and replacing it.
So you got rid of the smart bulbs, or you're replacing them with new smart bulbs? I haven't heard that one. It was a busy weekend for me. Then yesterday we went adult beverage hopping on the golf cart, of course.
That's nice. What did you do, a pub crawl on the cart?
No, but you know, we should start that. That might be a thing to start in Baltimore. We could be famous for that. Because God knows, we got a lot of nice restaurants here, a lot of nice pubs. Still got to come here and go to the Tashno with me one night. A nice, nice place. They brew all their own alcohols and hotel their licenses. Pretty good stuff.
How many places do you think you got right there in New Baltimore that are predominantly drink-based? You know, I don't mean just a restaurant that serves alcohol, but a place that, you know, people coming to get a drink is the primary focus. How many of those types of establishments do you think you have within the city limits?
Strictly alcohol, one. The town pump, maybe 1.5 if you count the town pump. The rest of them are restaurant-based alcohol-served places.
Well, I guess that screws up that. I was going to suggest you
coordinate a poker run, but you got to have at least, I would think at least three, if not five stops in order to do that. You can do it with three. You get three draw cards and then two from the kitty. Best hand wins. So you'd have to have three places at least. I guess you could make it work with just about anything, but one stop just doesn't seem like it's going to cut it.
I was getting me a $1.06 cup of coffee. It's Monday, you know. I guess the other places, I mean, the garage, Knapp's garage, that's got a big bar. You could count that, although they're more known for their food, but they do have a good bar. Yeah, you could do it. You know, the thing about it is once you get in this town, you could probably walk to every one of them.
Yeah, but a bunch of goofballs descending on your establishment on their golf carts and all hitting it at the same time and asking for a beer, a Bloody Mary or something. There's a lot to be said about that.
Yeah, and then Mayor Tom could be out there and selling purple stickers. Because to drive a golf cart in this town, you have to have a purple sticker, you know. You have to pass a safety inspection.
Of course, I guess for a poker run, it doesn't have to all be bars. You could stop at the Dairy Queen, and then a bar. And then that way, there's something for everybody. Mom and Dad can get a pop at the bar, and kids can get an ice cream cone at the Dairy Queen. So you just pick five stops. But you got to have a place to start and finish. Where would that be? Park down on the bay?
Yeah, I don't think they would say anything about that. I think we could park down there. There's a big parking lot. Although it says not for parking, although it is for parking. So, you know, we have special rules around here. Don't believe what the sign says, because the sign's not telling you the real truth. Like, don't put your bike here. But all the kids put their bikes here, and nobody does anything about it. My other favorite is speed limit 35, but nobody does 35. So, you know, it's one of those communities. Don't get me wrong, I love it.
No parking in a parking lot. That's odd. What are you supposed to do in a parking lot if not park?
So I thought, I could get this. The light. Be right back.
And the whole thing brings up a very interesting conundrum. W8FU.
What's up?
Well, I am on my way home from work, and I'm trying to decide what I'm going to make myself once I get home. There's a cocktail. Of course, it could just be Kool-Aid.
Do you plan on being productive afterwards?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, well, there you go. The possibilities are endless.
I was productive on Sunday for a little while. So I figured I've got at least a week's worth in.
Yeah, that doesn't sound unreasonable. I finished up my productivity here. It's 4 o'clock, which is when I once got out of work, so I guess it's like ingrained in my psyche to quit working at 4 o'clock. But I had fun work, so it wasn't really work.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always noticed that the stuff that you don't have to do, that you want to do, even if it's, you know, chores or fixing something up or whatnot, those are easy. It's the stuff you don't want to do. Ugh. Like you got a bad GFI. You got to replace it. I mean, it's not hard work, but who wants to go get another one wired up for plumbing? Who wants to do that? But the stuff that you want to do, like stuff I had to do this weekend, it was almost stuff I wanted to do. It was getting, swapping out those smart lights for the smart switches. So there's some electrical involved. I did custom swear a little bit in the basement. But, you know, what's a good project without at least a few F-bombs?
Right, and speaking of dropping F-bombs, this is NA.M. This whole car project has been, there's been a lot of F-bombs dropped, but it's going well. Just the problem with doing it when you want to do it is it takes forever because you get up and if it's 90 degrees and humid, you don't want to do it, you don't do it. You fight something indoors. So anyhow, today was kind of clean the garage day. I got the one side done, so pulled all my cardboard up, hosed out the garage, swept everything. Well, actually, I swept everything, then hosed it out. Otherwise, it would have been mud. And now I'm just waiting for it to dry. So that was my exciting day. Oh, family of slain maintenance. Oh, yeah, that murder in Royal Oak. It's, I know exactly where that is. That was right at the end of our driveway to get in the parking lot at high school.
You'll have to tell me more. I didn't hear of it. I know exactly where that is. You went to Don Sterrell, right? And I know where that is. So, murder. Murder, she wrote. But regarding the car, just real quick, I'm guessing that you, I'm guessing the one side was completely the, would have been the passenger side, completely, or no, it would be the driver's side, just completely intact. And so you pulled it out, turned it around, and now you're going to have it back in for the, to do the driver's side. And tell me more, what happened in Royal Yoke?
And last I heard, it sounds like just somebody went out of their bird and killed, they were fighting with another tenant in this apartment complex, and I guess the maintenance man went in to kind of try and settle it down, and ended up, I think he stabbed the maintenance man. That's terrible, you know. People just, people gotta chill out, have a moon pie and a 7-Up and quit murdering each other.
Or a moon pie and a Yoo-Hoo. There were a few more moon pies and Yoo-Hoos. Everybody'd be happy.
Right. You never heard Jimmy Binion killing anybody.
So anyhow, you gonna back the kitty into the garage for the other half, I'm guessing?
Now, kind of a long story. I've got enough room. It won't be comfortable, but I got enough room to do it without moving it. When it got to the point where I knew it was going to be at least a month, 6 weeks, because of waiting on parts and this and that, I went ahead and I took apart the driver's side, because I was planning on doing exactly what you said, but I figured, screw it all. At least that way I won't be sitting on my ass and I can, pull the old parts off and, put new bushings in them and stuff to just get everything ready. And so that's the point I'm at now. And that's why I kind of cleaned up the garage a little bit, because that site got particularly nasty from all that stuff from the cottonwood trees and all the crap that blows in with the weather.
Well, that's what threw me for the loop. I got the impression that you pulled the car out, swept it all out, and then hosed it all down, but you did all that with the car in place, obviously.
Yeah, I got it on stands. It's high enough. I you know, I obviously didn't do like a Navy approved job on it, but I was able to get a push broom under it and kind of scrub it around a little bit and then spray it out. And now I got a couple fans on there just drying it out underneath because everything else dried really quick. But the part that where the sun never shines, you know.
Well, as long as it's tidy where you gotta sit and work, that's what counts. And you can when you pull it out. Well, good deal. Maybe if you don't have it done by Saturday, maybe after breakfast I'll come by there and make you do it.
Well, there you go. Well, I'm hoping to have either that car or hoping Pam's car might be done before the Dream Cruise, but I don't know. We're pushing it now.
Did you tell me what did you have to send hers in for?
It started with a rear main oil seal leak that I just didn't want to deal with on top of everything else I've got on my to-do list. And he showed me a couple other things, so I'm kind of having him do a total exorcism of leaks. And it's weird because those cars are at least, you know, how many Crown Vics did we see? And they're not leakers, you know. That drivetrain's pretty bulletproof, but at least I don't know them to be leakers, but this one certainly is.
Yeah, that wasn't really a leaky engine, if I remember correctly, so. Huh. All right, anyhow, I just backed in the driveway here. I'm going to get inside, get into some shorts, and figure out if I'm going to make that gin and tonic. You know, the thing is, I hate opening that bottle of tonic, because once you open it, you got to drink it. It's like a bottle of wine, you know? So cap goes in the fire. Cork goes in the fire. All right. After yours, W8FU.
Yeah, I'll probably finish my coffee, get cleaned up, and do very little the rest of the day. Unless I feel motivated to do anything, but I don't see that happening. I did my bit. All right, we'll catch you later. N8NM.
Good afternoon, WSWW.
In a minute. Sounds like you had a busy weekend. I had a busy weekend, and our paths have not crossed today. How's the radios working?
They're doing quite well. I got the TYT on my dashboard, and of course, I got my Linko, and I'm a TYT DMRS. So my co-workers about 5 miles up ahead of me there.
Very good. What one are you talking on?
I'm on the Alinco. I got wall tilt radio program for DMRS 10, so.
Okay, very good. All right, I just want to see what was up, say hi, so I'm sure I'll chat with you sooner and more not later. I'm at the golf course, so I got to go grab my golf cart. So just wanted to say hi.
Well, enjoy the greenings, sir. And I'll catch you on the flip. I'll be out here for a bit. So make sure you're fine. Can't easy. Thank you.
W-A-D-D.
KFA-QTZ to any station listening. Someone needs to check on the KCA-UFP repeater in Mount Clemens, 3.65. It seems to be stuck in transit mode.
W-A-F-U.
KF-8-DRC and 8-WJZ, 600. N-8-WJZ, Cleveland, listening.
KF-8-DRC, W-A-B-A-P. Nothing heard. This is W-A-B-A-P monitoring.
W-8-80 Mobile, Richmond.